Americans Jill Bakken and Vanetta Flowers won the inaugural women's bobsled competition. It was the first Olympic bobsled medal for the U.S. in 46 years. Flowers became the first black gold medalist in Winter Olympics history. The much-hyped team of Jean Racine and Gia Johnson finished fifth. American figure skater Michelle Kwan grabbed the lead after last night's short program. Medals will be awarded tomorrow after the free skate program. The sliding sport of skeleton returns to the Winter Olympics today after a 54-year absence. Skeleton sliders sprint bent over at the start, leap onto their sleds, and shoot down an icy flume face down and head first at up to 85 miles an hour. Some consider the sport even more extreme than bobsled or luge, which suits skeleton athletes just fine. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
There are two signature sounds in the sport of skeleton: the crunch, crunch, crunch of spike shoes sprinting on ice.
The track is clear at Belton Start for Junction.
And the quick swish as the sleds race past. The heads of the sliders hang over the front of their sleds, chins inches above the ice, arms are stretched back. Think of a human bullet in a twisting chamber almost a mile long with only a helmet between the head and oblivion.
It's got to be the head first. I think that's what makes the difference over something than like luge or bobsled. You know, going down head first would be a lot more intense. I just can't imagine watching the ice fly underneath you like that.
Cody Craner is in a crowd of businessmen watching skeleton practice at Utah Olympic Park when American slider Jim Shea comes over to try to explain the sport.
Yeah, I actually tap my helmet on the ice every once in a while to make sure I'm moving well. Aerodynamics is very, very important.
And explain why it's called skeleton.
Because the bobsledders used to call it skeleton because it's a skeleton of a bobsled. And we break a lot of bones.
Actually, broken bones are not a common hazard. Sliders say the sport is safer than it seems. In fact, the only reported skeleton death so far involved a stray bobsled blocking a slider's path. Bruises and burns are more common, says Douglas White, trainer for the U.S. skeleton team.
They can actually get burned from the ice when they fall off. The friction builds up so much they can actually get second-degree burns. They're taught to roll a little bit so they don't burn one side of their body over another.
Neck strains are also common, from the 4 to 5 G-forces of gravity making a 20-pound helmet feel like 100 pounds. That and the speed and 15 curves of ice rising as much as 7 feet make it difficult to steer an efficient line. In fact, steering in skeleton is tougher than in bobsled or luge, says American slider Zach Lund.
There's knee string bars in the back of the sled where your knees are touching, and you push on them and it bends the sled, articulates it. And what that does, it changes the surface area on the runners, one forward and one back, like this. And it one grips more and the other grips less, and so you steer.
Sometimes, when that doesn't work, sliders are known for dragging a foot, which steers more effectively but slows the sled. Steering requires calm and subtle movements, but the start of the run features explosive energy on slippery ice.
It is completely different than what it looks like. I got next to the sled and you get bent over and you're running on ice, bent over, pushing a sled, and it's very, very awkward. It's very, very difficult. We use regular Trek spikes, but we have nice needle-long spikes in there that dig into the ice. And even with that, sometimes it's really easy to slip on the ice. You can't just go all out and you'll be slipping and falling. 90% of it's technique.
And adrenaline. One slider parachutes off cliffs in the off-season to keep his adrenaline up. There's also the verbal swagger of daredevils, people who know they do something most of the rest of us shudder at. Skeleton athlete Tristan Gale struggled to describe the thrill for reporters at a news conference.
There's nothing like this, like skeleton in real life. And I encourage everybody to take at least one run in their life. Normal people, I know, I hear laughs over it. Normal people do this sport. And I mean, it's a blast. I love this sport. And I just, I'll slide every day I can, for as long as I can.
Skeleton's only other Olympic appearances were in 1928 and 1948, when the games were held in St. Moritz, Switzerland, the birthplace of the sport. Its extreme nature is expected to appeal to younger spectators and television viewers, which should keep it on the Olympic schedule for good. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.